Tanzina Vega back with you on The Takeaway. Officials from nearly 200 countries at this year's UN climate talks in Poland, also known as COP24, reached a last-minute deal on Saturday to keep the 2015 Paris Climate Accord alive. Delegates agreed on a 156-page rulebook intended to guide how every country in the world measures and reports emissions and climate change policies. But not everyone was pleased. Protests broke out throughout the conference, including during a panel led by the United States aimed at supporting the use of fossil fuels globally. Many of the protesters are part of a growing group of young people around the world who are fighting for a cleaner future. And William Wovers is one of them. William's an 18-year-old student activist from Indonesia who demonstrated in a number of walkouts at the summit this month. William, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So as a student activist and climate activist, what did you make of the deal that was struck this weekend?
I'm a bit disappointed by some of the country's contributions. During the negotiations, the United States, Russia, Kuwait blocked something, the IPCC report, which essentially just said that we need to keep our global warming goals to 1.5 degrees rather than 2. Those countries have done a lot of damage in the negotiations in trying to water down the agreements and make action a lot more difficult for the countries that are on board.
What was your goal with a lot of the protests that we saw during the conference? What are you specifically demonstrating against?
So, especially at this COP, but at a lot of the COPs in the past, there's a huge corporate influence from the companies that have started a lot of this climate change crisis to begin with. So, you know, as you might know, this COP was in Katowice, which is a huge coal mining town, or was. So during the COP, there were many events hosted by natural gas companies and companies in the oil field business that were talking about clean burning of fossil fuels, which essentially means that they want to continue the extraction and burning of something that should really become part of the past. So what I was demonstrating and kind of talking about in my actions was trying to end this kind of habit.
William, what do you want to see from world leaders? You're 18 years old. You will be here, God willing, after many of us are no longer here. So what is it that you want to see from these folks?
I want to see a real form of urgency. Many of the world leaders from the Pacific Islands and from the global south, I see the kind of urgency that many of the already developed countries don't have. So something I would like to see from these countries is urgency and also regulation of their own industry in their own country. Currently, a lot of the countries have the stance of, yeah, we will try to stop climate change, but not if it gets in the way of our economic progress. And while that's fine for developing countries, which haven't really contributed much, a lot of the developed nations have the same stance and they've contributed quite a lot to climate change.
Are you seeing more young people getting involved in climate change activism?
Oh, yes, definitely. Maybe one great example is Greta Thunberg, a young Swedish teenager who I met at the COP, who has been in a lot in the news recently.
You say you love your children above all else, and yet you're stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done, rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope.
She's doing walkouts every Friday from school. And her recent global school walkout had, you know, tens of thousands of students walking out from school in support of changing the thoughts on climate change in their own government. So I think there is a huge representation of youth in the current climate change movement, and maybe more than ever before.
Why do you think that is, William? We spoke to a number of young Americans from all different political stripes here on the show recently about climate change. And one thing they all agreed on was that climate change is a major issue for themselves, for young people in particular. Why do you think that is? Is it that climate change can transcend politics for young people?
Well, climate change isn't a political issue, especially for us living in Indonesia, where it affects us very directly and affects us economically. It affects our culture. So I wouldn't call it just a political issue, but the way that it affects young people the most is because we will be continuing to live on into the past years that people who are currently in power will be. Climate change will affect us much more than it will affect them. But the action needs to be taken now. So that's why we're fighting now rather than when we're 50 and in power or in government systems.
Do you think you're being heard, William?
I think the calls to action and getting the youth to work together, and when you get tens of thousands of youth walking out from school, it makes a huge impact. And I definitely think that the leaders do see that, and they kind of think that they have to change.
Was there anything good, in your view, that came out of this conference?
In the negotiations themselves, I think things are still moving too slowly, as it has been for the past 24 negotiations. This moving too slowly and arguing over small words and different little phrases that could help water down or make their contributions less impactful. So currently the negotiations are still too slow.
What or who is responsible for that, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, one country that has been doing the most damage in the past, I don't know, few decades of climate change negotiations has been the United States. The U.S. has really had a very backwards view on climate change for a long time, not just since the Trump administration has been in power. They were primarily responsible for the watering down of the Paris Agreement. So I think the citizens of the U.S. need to start holding their country more accountable. And I see it already happening. I saw a lot of U.S. actions at the COP taken by United States students. But the U.S. is most historically responsible for climate change. And they need to start taking that responsibility into account rather than pushing for clean coal solutions or natural gas, which are often a worse alternative than the current.
William Vovers is an 18-year-old student activist from Indonesia. William, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.